Today is Wednesday, September 18th, 2024, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is Air Force Birthday. It's also National HIV, AIDS, and Aging Awareness Day. That seems oddly specific. And it's also National Cheeseburger Day. Hello! But I can't really have a cheeseburger today because I have orchestra. And I'm trying to be back on my eating plan. It's Wednesday and I go get a grilled chicken sandwich for dinner on a Wednesday. A burger is not going to be in my calorie allowance. I could make it be in my calorie allowance, but I would have to eat nothing else for the rest of the day. Because you have to have french fries when you have a burger, and that adds more calories, and it's a whole thing. So I probably can't celebrate that today. But I eat a lot of cheeseburgers, so I feel like I have celebrated that many, many days in my life. So no big deal. I have some kind of picture, some kind of screenshot on my computer, and I don't know what it is. I'm going to double click this and see. Oh, it's Gio Benitez. Why do I have a screenshot of Gio Benitez on my computer? I'm just going to move that to trash right now. All right, so we finished talking about the vacation. The vacation was great. I enjoyed seeing everyone, like I said. I was tired when I got back. And we talked about the weekend as well. So now we're into the week. I've been really struggling this week to be motivated to work. I will sit down and I just cannot make myself do anything. I'm trying. But it's been really difficult to make myself do anything at work. So today, as you're listening to this, I hope I'm actually getting something accomplished at work because we're already halfway through the week. And I got to get some stuff done before I go on my next vacation. And so I hope I'm getting some stuff done, but work has just been, I don't know, I need to start planning. I hate planning, even though I took one of these personality quizzes at one point and it said, oh, you are a planner. You love to plan. But I really don't enjoy planning the roadmap and what the developers are going to have to work on for that quarter and writing out all the requirements and doing all that kind of bullshit. I don't really love it. And I would rather be handed a set of requirements and say, hey, go build this app. Here are your requirements. I have said this before. I do like to be part of that decision, but I don't want to be the one who's having to come up with every little thing, all the creativity coming out of my head. So I always have a little bit of like writer's block when it comes to this part of my job where I'm like, oh, I don't know what we should work on next quarter. I have to think about all the conversations I've had and all the notes I've taken from talking to customers and figure out what should we prioritize and what is going to get us the biggest bang for our buck and all this kind of stuff. And I don't know. It's a lot. It's a lot. I have gone back to my walking and my diet plan. I kind of started back on that on Monday because, like I said, I basically have less than 3 weeks now to at least lose back to what I was before I went to California, because I'm trying to, at the very least, make sure that these vacations don't hinder my progress or they don't start building me back up to being the weight that I was before. So in between vacations, my main goal is just to at least get down to what I was before I went on that vacation. So that because I'm going to eat again, 2 weeks in Greece or whatever, I'm definitely going to eat. And so I'm going to gain some weight there. But I don't want that to compound with what I gained in California, et cetera, et cetera. So Monday, I did work in the office on Monday and I did my steps in between meetings. I walked around the building. For whatever reason, it seems like I can get my steps in faster at work than I do at home. And I don't know if it's just more uncomfortable because it's outside and it's hot outside, etc. But when I'm at work, it's air conditioned, so maybe it just feels like less time. At home, it feels like it takes me an hour and a half of walking to get to 10,000 steps. But at work, it does not feel like an hour and a half. I haven't timed it, but, and I'm doing it kind of, I'll have a meeting and then I'll go do a couple of laps around the building. And then I'll go back to my desk and I'll accomplish something. I'll have another meeting and then I'll go back and do two or three more laps. And then, you know, so I kind of intersperse it throughout my day. And I wasn't to 10,000 by the end of the day. I was to maybe 7,500. And then we went to the grocery store on Monday night. So walking around the grocery store adds some time to that. And, you know, so I mean, there is more to it than just walking around the building, but it feels like it takes less walking around the building to get up to my 10,000 steps than it does when I'm doing it outside. Hi, my name is Ray. But anyway, I did that. I was able to stay pretty much within my calories on Monday. I got up to about between 1,900 and 2,000 calories, which my new map said I still was about 200 calories shy of my budget for Monday, so that's okay. It's not a big, huge loss. It's only a 200-calorie deficit or a 300-calorie deficit, but it's going in the right direction. And then Tuesday, or tonight as I'm recording this, I'm cooking lettuce wraps. I had a sandwich that was about 200 calories for lunch, and then I had some chips, 150 calories-ish, so about 350 calories for lunch. And lettuce wraps is a really good thing to do because I can eat a lot of lettuce wraps for a little bit of calories. Because I make them with turkey, with 99% fat-free or lean turkey. And I can eat a lot of those. And then you're wrapping them in lettuce, which has basically no calories. It's mostly water and fiber. And I buy these frozen gyoza or dumplings because I feel like you need a side with lettuce wraps. You need something else other than just lettuce wraps. So I make those. But even those, I can eat five of those for like 220 calories. So my dinner, I can do, let's say, maximum 750 calories. So today, I would only be at around 1,100 calories by the time I finish dinner, which if I want a snack before bed, that leaves some calories for that. I don't know if I talked about this, but I finished my Pi dog over the weekend. So I bought this robotic dog. And it came in parts. I had to buy like the little Raspberry Pi microcomputer, and I had to buy, and then the kit came with what they call a hat. It's another circuit board that connects to the Raspberry Pi, and it has some additional functionality in it to control servo, like motors and stuff like that, to control this dog. And I put the whole thing together over the weekend. And Sydney was not having it. It was walking across the floor. She was barking. But now, it's done. Like, and I'm not really a player, so I'm not really sure if I'm going to play with it. I put it on my shelf, and it looks like a cute little robotic dog on my shelf, but I don't know what else I'm going to do. So, I was like, what's my next thing going to do? I still need to fix the script for the voicemails. So I probably need to do that as like something I need to do. But I have ADD when it comes to hobbies and projects and stuff like that. And so I did my little robotic dog. And then it's like, what's the next thing that I can work on in all of this free time that I don't have? And I don't know if I'm going to do anything, but I was like, you know what? I have never written a mobile app in my life. And I was just doing some research. If I wanted to write an app that was both iOS and Android, so it would work on both an iPhone and an Android phone, because I was thinking an app, a good app to write would be a travel app for Mark and I. We use Google Sheets to do all of our planning, but I was thinking, oh, I could write an app to do that. Learn a little bit of app development. So then I was looking, okay, well, I don't want to do native for Android and iOS because that's going to be two different sets of code that I have to write in different languages and different tools and all that. So I was like, okay, what are some frameworks that you can do like one set of code, but the application works on both Android and iOS. And so I'm looking at this framework called Flutter from Google. It is a programming language that I don't know. It's a Google-created programming language called Dart. But it looks very similar to others. So anyway, I've been installing stuff on my Mac to see if I can get that going at some point. But I do need to fix that script for the voicemails. I'll probably do that first. All right, and we're keeping Tabitha, my parents' dog. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.